This goes to Jill Geer, G-E-E-R, and like November, P like practice. Fax 810-244-0226. Regarding Wilbur, last name is Stearns, S-T-E-A-R, and like November, S. Date of birth 2/25/1941. Dear Miss Geer, this is a consultation for Mr. Stearns, who is an 83-year-old patient who has been residing at Heavenly Homestead Adult Foster Care Home for about a month. His wife brought him there and actually has really not had any contact with him since she had him admitted for about a month. And apparently she is his power of attorney. He's doing well, although when labs were checked, it was found that his creatinine on June 28th of this year was 2.7. On March 29th of 24, creatinine was 2.11 with the GFR of 30. The 2.7 is GFR 23. Then labs were repeated July 30th, 24. Creatinine is still 2.7, GFR 23. August 30, actually August 29th, 24, creatinine was 2.8 with GFR 22. The only symptom the patient is having at this time, he's having difficulty straining to urinate, and he feels as if he does not empty his bladder completely, and he has nocturia 2 to 3 times per night. Otherwise, no uremic symptoms are present. He is very pleasant, very cooperative. There is a driver from the Heavenly Homestead facility present with him to help verify some of the information we are going over due to his dementia and history of Asperger's syndrome. Currently, he denies headaches or dizziness, no current chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does have a history of diarrhea in the past. No edema or claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for many years of type 2 diabetes. As a matter of fact, he was seen in consultation in this practice initially November 7th of 2017. He needed a left total knee replacement and needed renal clearance at that point. Creatinine levels were running about 1.5 when he was seen then. He had a kidney and bladder ultrasound with post-void residual done 11/7 of 2017. Kidneys were 11.1 centimeter on the right, 11.7 on the left, with a few simple cysts and some bilateral non-obstructing renal calculi. He had only a 4% post-void residual of 7 cc's at that time. The patient denies any blood or cloudiness or pain with urination. Past medical history, uncontrolled diabetes for many years, and very uncontrolled within the last year, with a hemoglobin A1C of 9.2 most recently, and random blood sugar higher than 400. Hypertension, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, Asperger's syndrome, and now dementia, COPD, right carpal tunnel syndrome, gout, depression, degenerative joint disease of multiple joints, obstructive sleep apnea, not using a CPAP device, not for many years, and history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Past surgical history, he had right total hip replacement, bilateral cataract removal, cholecystectomy, cardiac catheterization many years ago with stent placement, and left total knee replacement in 2018. Social history, the patient is a non-smoker. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married, although now he's living in Heavenly Homestead adult foster care home without his wife, and he is retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, and seizures. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Medications are drug allergies. He's allergic to aspirin. Medications, amlodipine 10 milligram daily, Seroquel 25 milligram at bedtime, fenofibrate 145 milligram daily, Lasix 80 milligram daily, metoprolol 50 milligram twice a day, Remeron 30 milligram at bedtime, Pristique 50 milligram daily, Claritin 10 milligram daily, multivitamin daily. Humalog insulin to scale, Lantus insulin 30 units at bedtime, Januvia 25 milligram daily, Olmesartan with hydrochlorothiazide 40-25 one daily, Ativan 0.5 milligram 1 to 3 tablets every 4 hours as needed, Ibuprofen 200 milligram every 4 to 6 hours as needed. Enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligram once daily. Apparently, he's not allergic to aspirin if he's taking that every day, though. Probably had a past adverse side effect, such as stomach distress. But at this point, he seems to be able to take the aspirin. Physical exam, height is 68 inches, weight 207 pounds. Pulse is 68. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 60. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Uvula midline. Neck is supple. No jugular venous distension. No carotid bruise. No lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no CVA tenderness. Extremities, there's no edema. Capillary refill 2 to 3 seconds bilaterally. Pulses, 1+, pedal pulses bilaterally. Toes are pink in color. And decreased sensation of toes and soles of feet bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 8/29/2024. Creatinine, as previously stated, is now 2.8 with GFR 22. Sodium 136, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 26. His albumin is 4.4. Calcium is 10.1. Phosphorus 3.3. Intact parathyroid hormone is normal at 32. His platelets are 295.9. His hemoglobin 12.6. And white blood cells are 7.16. His glucose was done July 30th, 2024, 487, and the creatinine 2.7. At that time, calcium was 10.7. Your last year analysis was done 4/4 of 24, negative for blood, 1+ protein, and there were 10 to 20 hyaline casts noted. Hemoglobin was 12.2 with the normal white count, normal platelets at that time. Assessment and plan, one, stage four, chronic kidney disease with worsening of renal function, diabetic nephropathy with uncontrolled glucose numbers and high hemoglobin A1C, three, benign prostatic hypertrophy. We are scheduling him for a stat kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder and Claire. It may be worthwhile to consider stopping Lasix at this point. He does not have any edema, or at least decreasing the Lasix, because he is already on olmesartan with hydrochlorothiazide also. That should improve renal function somewhat. He should not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. So the ibuprofen needs to be stopped. If he does need something for pain, Tylenol would be safe, and he may use that. And he may need a referral to urology if the post-void bladder scan shows that he has significant urinary retention, and that will be recommended if that finding is shown. We are doing labs. We would like to do labs monthly, and a lab order was sent back to the home with the patient. And we will schedule a follow-up visit after the results of the kidney ultrasound are back. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.